This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. The National Flood Insurance Program is in trouble. It's more than $25 billion in debt after paying claims to cover damages from hurricanes. I was at a resiliency roundtable in Fort Lauderdale Tuesday where ideas for how to rescue it were floated. U.S. Representative Ted Deutsch met with Broward's business elite to try to brainstorm solutions for how to keep the program financially stable. He says the program's debt is a sign of a deeper problem.
That's really just a symptom of the broader challenge that we face as a result of sea level rise and climate change.
Alec Bogdanoff co-founded an engineering consulting company in Fort Lauderdale that looks at resilient infrastructure.
You're not going to solve the problem right away, but we can have multiple conversations and we're going to continue to push this.
Ideas pitched to strengthen the program included privatizing the flood insurance market, changing building codes, and creating special tax districts. The program is set to expire at the end of November if Congress doesn't vote to reauthorize it. I'm Katie Switalski in Fort Lauderdale.